Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
To housing, and the Social Democrats' deputy leader Kian O'Callaghan today accused the government of using dodgy data on housing. He said the 60,000 commencements figure for 2024, cited by the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, would not result in completed units. This came as the Taoiseach said today that there needs to be more private investment in the housing sector, and followed his weekend comments about changes to rent pressure zone legislation. We'll speak with People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett in a few moments about all of this. But first, our next guests are estate agents in different parts of the country, David Brock and Rob Heaney. You're both very welcome. Brock Delap, you operate out of Dublin 8, David Brock. You work with private landlords, I'm told, not with developers. Yeah. So I just wonder what solutions you think would work for tenants, which would also not deter smaller landlords from the market.
Yeah, it's quite difficult at the moment. What we're seeing is a two-tier market. So there's landlords and tenants renting property that is capped by the rent caps. And then there's newer landlords getting into the market and they're able to charge a much higher rent. And it seems no one's happy because the tenants can't find a place to live. And then some of the landlords are, they feel hard done by. And then the newer landlords, they seem to be more motivated by fear than greed, to be honest.
What do you think of changes to the rent pressure zones?
Okay, I agree to a degree with the rent pressure zones. I think they're a good idea if there's a tenant in situ, because if you're living somewhere, you need a bit of certainty, and you can't have a situation where every 12 months you're having to go through some sort of tough negotiation, or your rent gets increased dramatically. I just think the hard part is when a tenant vacates a property and it's back in the market, that cap is still there. That's the big challenge, mm-hmm. because even if the cap is there, is it serving the next tenant? Maybe it's serving that person, but you could have a bucket load of maybe 1,000 applicants for that property, and you have 999 disappointed tenants who aren't getting housed.
What do you think of tax breaks for developers? Not that part, but the result of it. I mean, would it bring in on more homes on stream? Would that make the rental market easier for everyone? Or is it a case that it could keep if it's tax breaks for funds and pension funds and investment funds and so on, that it could keep rental prices artificially high almost? Could that happen?
Not really. I mean, I'll only say what we're seeing. We're based in Dublin 8, and there's a lot of build-to-rent schemes, so institutional landlords who'd own entire apartment blocks. And they're actually putting downward pressure on rents at the moment. That's what we're finding.
How so?
So, all those buildings you might see along the canal or, around by the Liffey and that, they're, because there's more stock available, we're finding the rents we were getting last year are harder to get to achieve this year.
Okay, that's very interesting to hear. David Brock of Brock Delap, thank you very much indeed. We'll head to Galway now, because Rob Heaney, you're a Galway City-based estate agent. You're very welcome to the programme. You have a few ideas, I'm told, on how to approach the housing crisis and the pressure on the rental market.
Yes, so I suppose, like your other contributor there, it all goes down to the law of supply and demand. And if I could give three words to government, it's supply. Mm-hmm. It's incumbent on them to do more. It's an exponential crisis. I was saying earlier to your producer that over the last few weeks we've had the storm, and the ESB, the Electrical Supply Board, are able to go out and do things overnight. I don't know why we're here 10 years after the introduction of the RPZs back in 2016. And we're still in crisis mode, but there's not enough action being done. So there has been good, policies, like the rent-to-room relief has been good. There was a capital gains tax break. There's rent tax credits, but so much more could be done.
Yeah, and I'm sure the government would say that they've Housing for All, they've done as much as they can, they would say, to increase housing supply up until now. There's Help to Buy and there's cost rental and so on. What else could be done that isn't being done?
Well, I suppose it all comes down to you know, it comes down to supply. So whatever can be done should be done. At the moment, before I joined on air, there's only 49 rentals available in Galway City and 139 properties for sale. So be it, if people want to build a one-off house, we have to loosen up planning laws there. We need to have more tax incentives. We need to reduce rates of tax for landlords. You know, there just isn't enough.
So you're pro tax incentives for private developers?
We would be pro for private developers. At the end of the day, how do you get more properties out there? The government have stopped producing the properties that they were over the years. So you need more developments. It's developers that do it.
Okay.
You want to make an omelet, you can't do it without breaking eggs.
I understand the clear message from you is supply, no matter how you get there, increase
supply.
Okay, Rob Heaney, Galway City-based estate agent. Thank you very much indeed. People Before Profit TD, Richard Boyd Barrett joins me now. You're very welcome, Richard, to the programme.
Thanks very much.
See, you've heard it there from the horse's mouth, the people on the front line dealing with clients every day. Whatever you have to do, even if it is tax breaks for developers, increase supply.
Well, look, with all due respect, I'm interested in the people who are trying to find a place that is affordable for them to live. And at the moment in Dublin, average rents, if you're looking for a place, are 2,476 a month, right? So that's more than 28,000 euro a year in your after-tax income. That is simply not payable for huge numbers of people. It's not sustainable, and it is driving people into homelessness, and it's driving people out of the country. And that is the result of relying on corporate investors, corporate landlords, vulture funds to solve the housing crisis.
Government would reject that. They have a twin approach of public and private, but they want to increase supply, if tax breaks for developers increases supply, what's wrong with that, Richard?
They can reject it all they like. The facts speak for themselves. They have massively undershot their own targets. The private developers have not delivered the supply. And I would put it to you that why on earth would developers who can command those kind of rents and are making astronomical profits have an interest in driving prices and profits down? Of course they wouldn't.
Well, can I put it to you, and this is based on recent reading, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think the private sector has delivered on social and affordable more than the public side. Is that not right?
Well, sadly, that's true, but that's only because the public delivery of social housing has been pathetic because the government have relied on the private sector. And now Micheál Martin is saying he wants to rely even more on the private sector.
Well, isn't that great if they're delivering on social and affordable?
No, because it's not affordable. And this is the problem. I mean, we have 100,000 families on housing waiting lists. We've 15,000 people homeless. We've tens of thousands of young people, a whole generation, are leaving the country because they believe, and they are right to say, there is no prospect of them having an affordable house of their own or being able to pay the rents that are out there. So we need to set rents at genuinely affordable levels, which frankly would be about half of what they are now.
Yeah.
And we need the state to deliver the affordable and public housing that the private sector is clearly incapable of delivering on the scale that we need it to.
If you have rents, the project of apartment building right across the country would become unviable, surely.
Well, you see, this is the thing that amazes me. I mean, can I repeat the rents? 2,400 a month on average. Now, if somebody is seriously telling me that the landlords who are charging those rents aren't making a hell of a lot of money, I'm afraid I don't believe them. There is an awful lot of profit being made. In fact, I would suggest that the people who are making money out of the housing crisis are quite happy with that, the supply being far less than demand, because that means they can charge these astronomical rents and house prices. Yeah, they have literally no interest.
Recently, that the cost of building a two-bed apartment in Dublin is near €600,000.
Yeah, because a lot of it is the land price, which has been bidded up in land speculation, where we have institutional investors buying up land, sitting on it, and then flipping it, driving up the price of land. And then we also have lots of additional costs that are related to the fact that it's being built and traded for profit rather than being supplied on the basis of need.
Well, hang on a second. You heard David Brock say to you there that institutional investors have apartment blocks that are driving down rental prices because they couldn't reach the same prices that they had last year, for example.
Well, I see, that's from his point of view as somebody who works...
works on the front line.
He works for people who make money out of property. Let's be clear.
No, he works for both sides. He works, to be fair.
I'm sorry, he's working for people who are renting property and they are making a lot of money. I am interested in the people who are homeless or who are in a desperate situation because they cannot afford those kind of rents. And is anybody seriously telling me that rents of 2,400 a month are affordable for average working people?
For the vast majority, it is completely unaffordable.
It's completely unaffordable.
The question is this: how do you provide apartments? How do you build apartment blocks or homes that with the cost of building that I mentioned there, 600,000 for a two-bed apartment, even if the price of land is taken out?
The state is going to have to do it on a not-for-profit basis. And I would just remind people that when this country was much, much poorer in the 30s and 40s and 50s, we were able to build public housing on scale that was affordable. There's absolutely no reason we can't do it now. But people who make money out of property have no interest in doing that. They're not going to do it. They're out to maximise their profit. Okay. So the state is going to have to intervene and build on scale. And what's very, very worrying is that Micheál Martin is planning now to move in the opposite direction. More tax breaks for the investors and the speculators instead of the state
building
public and affordable housing.
They're looking at all options. We'll have to leave it there. The clock is against me. I apologise. Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD. Thank you very much.